question, Becheskas Mi. According to Beit Hillel, the Beit Hillel says, Hanachosim Becheskosim, and we explain that goes on the Nichsei Tzoyno Barzel. That's the property that belonged to the wife before she was married. And she brought it in, she gave it to the husband. And the husband has complete achrayus on it, which means they evaluated how much that property is worth. Let's say it was worth $100. So the husband has the right to do what he wants with it. Whenever she wants or she gets a gift, she receives back $100 worth of karka. So question Beis Hillel said now, it's Bechaz Kosim. So Mar says, Bechaz Kosim, who did Beis Hillel mean to say receives it? In the case of the Mishnah where both of them die, and the son of both Yerushim said the other one died first. So Yerushim Noma Bechaz Kosim Yerushim Abal. The Yerushim Abal have a right to keep it. Since the Baal right now is a muchzik in these nechosim, he has a right to self do what he wants with it. He has a chiyav achrayus on it, even though we'll have to say that to his wife later, but right now he's a muchzik on it, therefore minasotik, they take it. The Yerushim Abal. For Reb Elezer Omar, becheskas Yerushim Isha. No, the Yerushim Isha have a right to take it, because since it's nechzei tzorin barzel, this is something that belongs to the Isha, so their Yerushim, she had a right, they have a right to keep it.
However, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Mishun ba Kapara Omar, he says no, Yachleiku, the locher is, both of them get half. And Bechain Tona ba Kapara, that Hoyo vihalolu boyin liyorish, vihalolu boyin liyorish, is Yachleiku. Like both of them really have a schustain over here. The Yorishi Abal have a schustain to say that the Baal is a muchzik in the kaka right now. And the Yorishi Yisha have a cheska to say, listen, the property belonged to her before, and she has a right to receive it eventually, like she would have. It's nichta tzern barzel. Therefore, now menas tofik, who gets it? Halach rejach leiku. Both of them get 50-50. Now the Mishnah says, Nofal habayit olo v'yalimoy. A house falls upon him and his mother.
Yeah, again, so the Mishnah says like this, Nofal habayit olo v'yalimoy. A house fell upon a son and his mother. Rashbam explains, let's say like Rachel, that was in an Amona. Rachel was married to Yaakov, and Yaakov died, and Rachel, the Amon, is still alive, and Rachel had a son, she had Yosef. So now, the house caved down upon both of them, upon the mother, Rachel, and upon the son, Yosef. And it's a shiloh, who died first, who would yashin who? Like if the mother died first, so then the son, Yosef, would yashin his mother, and then when he dies, his brothers will take over the Yerusha. But if the son died first, then the halacha is that the mother keeps the Yerusha, and therefore when she dies, Chleis, her sisters, or her father, they would yashin. So the Mishnah says, Eilu v'eilu meidim shiachleku. The Tanakhama holds that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai that argued before with the Yachleku on the Chosim and Iskayim, Cheskosan, here they both agree to say Yachleku. Here both parties comes with an equal taina. They both have an equal taina of Yerusha. As Ram explains, not like before, one's coming with Eretz HaBaal Chayiv. But here the mamas equal Yerushim. The house fell upon both the mother and the son. We don't know who died first. Both Yerushim have equal tainas. Therefore the Tanakhama says, everybody agrees to Yachleiku. On this the Mishnah says no, that Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says no, that Moed Ani Bezu. He used the Lashon like Moed because the Tanakhama says that but really what he means to say is that I hold my sheet to Rabbi Kiva is shanachosim bechaskosim, that no, here also Beit Hillel holds the same sheet that the nechosim stays bechaskosim where they were before. And this the Gemara will explain exactly who keeps it, what does it mean bechaskosim. Omoloi benazai, so benazai says back to Rabbi Kiva, al chalukin no numitztairim, like it's bad enough we have tsar from the first machlokes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ela shebos lachalak aleinu as hashavin. And now you want to make tzavos, you want to make problems for us, Rabbi Kiva. That the Tanakhama says chotch in this case, and now in Mishnah's case, they both agree Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel to say achleku. It's like, why do you, Rabbi Kiva, have to come and say no, they argue in this case also? So the kids of Ben Azai like argues on Rabbi Kiva to say, here in this case, the Mishnah, he agrees with Tanakhama that the locha should be elu v'elu modim shiachleku. Here everybody would agree they have equal tainus here, and therefore here in this case, the Tanakh we would say Yachleiku, who would say both Yerushim have equal power to take over.
Now the Gemara goes to explain Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Becheskas Mi.
The Kiva says even in our Mishnah that Nechosim Becheskosin, who keeps it? Which one? So it's Machlokes Rabbi Loi Omar Becheskos Yerusha Ein. The Nechosim stays by the Cheskos of the Ein. The mother Rochel stays by her Mishpacha. Her father takes it. Rabbi Zeirom, Rabbi Zeirom says no. The Cheskos Yerusha Ben, it goes over to the father, goes over to the son. Vaisas the Machlokes, we'll soon see what the Machlokes says, but this for Rabbi Zeir is that since the son, he has a right to Yashin the father, he like takes over the rights of the father, and really the father would Yashin the mother also, so therefore the son is the Ikki Yerush, therefore he keeps it all. Gemara says though, Kisolak Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, now the Gemara says though again that Kisolak Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, he changed his mind, and Kom B'Shitos said to Reb Ilo, he changed his mind, and he also told Reb Ilo that the property is Bechez Kas Yerushi Ein. So Gemara says, and Gemara says, right to come, Rabba also got up, Beshitas Reb Zeira. Beshitas Reb Zeira. So Amr Reb Zeira says, Shema mean if mir I see that Avira Eretz Yisrael Machim, that the ear in Eretz Yisrael, that makes you smart. The fact Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, he changed his mind, he came to the right shot. The time of mind, now the Gemara explained, what's like the reason of this? Like Reb Ilo said at the beginning, Reb Zeira now changed the upshot also. That the Nechosim stays B'yor She'ein. Why B'yor She'ein? So Rabbi Abai explains, Hoyel V'yuchzeko Nachlo B'yese Shevet. Like since the Nachlo, it was already Muchzek in her Shevet. In other words, true Rochel was married to Yaakov. So when Yaakov was alive, the property was in Shevet Yaakov. But now that Yaakov died, so now like Rochel by itself goes back to her father's Shevet. Her father was from a different Shevet. So this property is like the cheskas hashevet that shevet. So if it was the shalom now to take it out of hashevet and to bring it into a son shevet, so you have a suffix, you don't take it out of hashevet, but we leave it rather by her. Therefore, that's when they come out, it's the cheskas yoshayim. The property stays in her property, and her chazok and her shevet. Now the word says, Omulay ben Azai ala chalukim onu mitzairim. That ben Azai was arguing on Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Omulay siloyi. Ada Omer Rada said over that you should know. Ben Azai Talmud Chovad Rabbi Kiva Hevi. Ben Azai was a special Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, not a regular Talmud, but a Talmud Chovad means like his best Talmud is like a little bit close to him. Hevi to call Malay Shabbos that he said a lashon of Shabbos you and not like a third lashon of Shabbos Rebbe. He said the lashon of a Talmud Chovad. That's the way you talk. Yeah. Like Hashem says, "V'loy koma shabor rabenu." He didn't say loshen of shabor rabenu. That's right. The Ben Azai was a Talmud chover of Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, "Sholcho mitom." They sent the shalom from Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be the loch of ben shalove ben nichsayoviv, a son that borrowed money on the security of his father's property, the chayoviv, and his father was alive at the time. Umeit, and then his father died. There says a loch is that here that what's going to be. Benoy, the son, moitz miyad halakuchos, that the son has a right to take away property from the kuchos, from the people that the father sold his property to. That's what it says. So the more Achur doesn't make any sense here. Vizuhi shakosher b'dini mamnis. This is very hard to understand in Hilchos Mamnis. Lovo my master. Like first of all, let's see, he asked me Yishael here, the son borrowed money. So if the son borrowed money, what is he doing taking it away? What is he doing? It says now, that Benoy Meitzim Yad Lekuchos, why could he be Meitzi? Why does he take away? He has to pay back. Not that he takes away. What does he have to do with Lekuchos of the father? If the father sold his property, he can sell it to whoever he wants to. So what kind of shadows is what's going on here? Mer says, true. El or rather, if you learned anything, this is the way it should be learned.